Huh? How do you like that? Look at the looks of this thing. That's right. That's a very, very snug green jacket. Because, God, I wish I had the sound. Because you know what's right around the corner. Welcome into Fridays? Friday's Daily Puck Drop. Here's the beauty of it. Even though I've recorded this, I treat it as live. So I'm not going to go back and re-record it. Friday's Daily Puck Drop here at PuckSports.com. The DPD, wherever you can find your podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Comment section is wide open. Leave a comment. I try to reply to as many people as I possibly can. And if you're listening to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, we appreciate it. That's right. And I got a special announcement about the Masters right around the corner. At the very end of the Daily Puck Drop, we'll have an announcement how you can be a part of the Masters. But I got my green jacket on. Let's see if I can see the back of it. We used to use this for a golf tournament my college buddies and I used to have every year. Let's just see if I can. Come on. Everybody see that? See that? I don't know if you saw that. My fat back. I'm not sure if you got it. This is a snug one, but God, it feels good. But it's almost here. Officially, Sunday, when the pairings are announced, we get it. And next week is the greatest week in all of sports. There is nothing better than Masters Week. And I mean nothing better. So the Masters will start next week. We'll have a special guest next week. Besides all of our regular stuff, and I do just want to kind of go over this. I can't repeat this enough. We do the Daily Puck Drop every day at 10 a.m. right here on PuckSports.com or wherever you watch or listen. And then, of course, we have all of our regular guests as well. So Mondays are Jim Duquette, MLB Network Radio, Sirius XM, brought to you by Flatstick Pub. Then we have Bill Krueger, Root Sports, brought to you by his foundation, Rise Above. Tuesdays, John Canzano. We box out for old Johnny Cans, johncanzano.com, John Canzano BFT. His weekly appearance is brought to you by Zeke's Pizza. Wednesdays, you get the human pony keg, Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, brought to you by Chalet Bowl, chaletbowl.com, the oldest, longest standing bowling alley in the history of bowling alleys, or the history of Washington State, established in 1941 in the Proctor District down in Tacoma. Go check out Chalet Bowl, chaletbowl.com to make your reservations. Also on Wednesdays, Brad Adam, Root Sports, the good-looking Brad Adam, very small. Brad Adam joins us, all brought to you by John Howie Steak. Thursdays is our Thursday NFL extravaganza, our Thursday football show. Features Rob Staten, SeahawksDraftBlog.com. Also, check out Rob's work at YouTube. He is brought to you by Superior Linen Service. Also on Thursdays, Mikey G, Mike Garofolo, NFL Network, brought to you by Hartley and Hartley Insurance, Zogs on Fox Island. I'm taking a sip of my coffee this morning. Again, anybody wants to get involved, coffee sponsorship, I'm looking for a local coffee outfit that brews their own coffee. Number one dad in the world. Hold on. You can mainline coffee into me. I'm telling you, I have it all the time. It does not matter how much, when, what time of day do I drink coffee. So that's Thursday's show. Friday we got on the radio programs, we got Chris Egan from King 5 News, brought to you by Fat Zach's Pizza. Chris Egan, which will, because you're watching this or listening to this probably on Friday, so it will debut later today. But Fridays will always be Chris Egan, Fat Zach's Pizza. And then Ryan Divish is back, the human pony keg, Seattle Times, Chalet Bowl, all of that. Okay, couple of quick things. On the Rob Staten audio this week, my apologies. I got a lot going on. You probably listened to that and said, that sounded like you were in a hallway. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm an idiot, an absolute moron. So you see the microphone I'm talking into. This goes through my mixer, my Rodecaster mixer. Hey, Rodecaster, you want to get on board with this? How about upgrade me to a new one? Rodecaster, Rodecaster.com. If you're a podcaster or a local broadcaster that wants to get your voice heard, there's no better place than Rodecaster, Rodecaster.com. All right. That's my pitch to them. You got to flip this mic on. Instead, I had my computer mic on, so that's why it sounded so bad. So my apologies. Rob's, first of all, you're tuning into that segment to hear Rob, not me. And the guy was drinking scotch from a hotel in Dubai, just looking great and sounding great. So apologies about that. Also, some of the other audio, I know it, kind of some of the levels are off a little bit. I'm a little high and the guests are a little low. So I'm still trying to figure all that out and get it to it where it's real, real clean. So be patient with it. I hear you. We've got a number of emails about it and texts about it. And that's fine. That's fine. That's what I want. I need as much feedback as possible. I don't care. So it's great. Great for me. And it's a wealth of knowledge and it's perfect. So I just want to pass that two things along. What else do we have before we get into the daily puck drop here at pucksports.com, the DPT? I'll announce something with the Masters, but then also Fisher Plumbing. We'll get to them in a second. Mariners, they start a three-game series today with the Milwaukee Brewers. Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times is going to appear on the show later today, and again brought to you by Chalet Bowl. 5:15 first pitch later tonight, Freddie Peralta against Logan Gilbert. Gilbert was just, God, he was just lights out in his first start. So he gets his second start of the season. Side note, M's fans, baseball fans, you ever get a chance to go and do some baseball tours, go out to some different parks, I highly recommend Miller Park. It is just fantastic. Me and the Vampire went like 2 years ago, I think, is when we went out and did our son-dad annual kind of the sports trip that we did. And we did Wrigley Field. We did Field of Dreams. We went to the Wisconsin game. And we ended up going to Miller Park. It's a newer one, so it has all the new bells and whistles. But, I mean, it is phenomenal. It's just – it's massive, big hallways, but big concourses. Food's great. Beer's great. So many activities for the kids. If you just want to kind of get, if the game's boring, get away and just go do some kid activities. They have, you know, at Safeco, I call it Safeco still, that they have on that top level, there's a few batting cages, right? There's like three of them. And there's one pitching machine at Miller Park, the lower level, the main level. That's where they're all at. And there's a million of them. It looks like you're actually going into like a, if anyone's ever like Little League parents, you ever been to like a D-Bats, right? It's like that. That's what it looks like. It's unreal. So I'm just pitching you. Go to Miller Park. It's fun. And the best thing about Miller Park is this. So that whole culture, like in the Midwest, they tailgate for everything. So we stay downtown in a hotel in Milwaukee. And then if you go to a bar, they have all of these, they've converted all of these like school buses, like the short school buses. They've converted all of those, all the bars around the area in Milwaukee have converted these school buses, and they've, you know, they've designed them and painted them all in the colors of the bar and the names of the bar. They take you to the game and back. And all you have to do is go to said bar, buy at least one drink, and then you get a ticket to jump on this bus. Bus takes you. They have their own lane, everything, their own lane into the stadium, drops you off right in front. And then afterwards, I think it starts, God, I think it starts maybe in the seventh inning or maybe right when the game gets over. And it goes for, I want to say, an hour and a half where they are just constantly coming in and out. But the best part about how it's actually a city that understands how to do things. It's they have their own designated lane. So there's you are never caught in any traffic. So you never have to drive to a game if you don't want to. So they... You go out there. We waited 5 minutes. 5 minutes after we left the game, walked out there, 5 minutes, jumped on a bus, takes you back to the bar. And if you're staying downtown, you live downtown, whatever, you're off. It is the best thing in the world. The other thing, real quick, and I'll move on. When you get there, where I was talking to the driver, and we're pulling in, and I don't know if people, if you've been there, you've seen it. They tailgate like it's a football game. I've never seen that before for a baseball game. And the guy was saying it got so bad that a few years ago, people would not come into the game because they would just sit outside with tickets. They would just sit out and tailgate the whole time and never come into the stadium. So they had to make a rule that you had to be in there. I think it's by the third inning, or you can't get in, just to encourage people to come in, because they would just sit out in the parking lot, drink beer, grill, and watch it on TV or listen to the radio. It's Midwest, they're phenomenal people. So M's and Brewers today. We'll see what the M's can do. Not a great start to the season. I mean, they clearly haven't buried themselves and all that. And it's seven games and you can't freak out. I think where people like me and others get concerned, it's just kind of the same old thing. That's the problem. It's offensively, they're still striking out at an all-time rate, something that they were supposed to address in the offseason. And I think for me, the one thing I just cannot stand watching baseball, I don't care. We talked to our little league team about this. I don't care if we win or lose, but just play as clean as possible. And through seven games, I mean, we'll just keep harping on this. They just have not played clean baseball. And that's everything. That's base running. That's tagging up. That's defensively. They seem like they haven't practiced. And clearly they have, but they just seem that way. Jerry DePoto, and we didn't touch on this yesterday on the Daily Buck Drop, but Jerry DePoto's comments after that series against Cleveland, and I think it was the comments to the reporters before the game. I saw it with Adam Jude of the Seattle Times, that really the only reason we struggled is because, well, you know, we're facing a bunch of pitchers that throw a lot of spin. And we'll be better against fastball-hitting pitchers. Excuse me? Well, you know everybody throws a lot of spin. And when the book is out on you, that's how you're going to get said team out. I mean, they're all professionals over there. They're not calling guys up from AA to throw breaking pitches. That's all they're going to throw you. And they know that's the number one way to get you out. That trend is going to continue until you can prove that you can hit breaking pitches. Why would you just told everyone we can't hit spin, but we can hit a fastball? Why would anyone challenge you with a fastball ever again? I mean, obviously they're going to, but this was an issue last year that people got you out with. It's continuing now. This is one of the reasons why I think at times they don't let him talk, but it's, you know, we don't chalk up the first seven games because, well, they just threw a lot of spin and we're going to face pitchers that are worse and then throw more fastballs. First of all, they didn't go through a murder's row of starting pitching in the opening seven games of the season, except for Shane Bieber. I mean, come on. Good God. I mean, those were all gettable guys that they got shut down in. So Mariners and Brewers coming up later on Friday. This situation in Oakland just, I almost swore right there. It's just so damn dirty. It's just so awful. And as us as Sonic fans growing up here, we went through it. They're going to play in Sacramento, the home of the River Cats, which is, by the way, one of the best names ever. 14,000 is what this place holds as they get ready to go to Las Vegas when that stadium is built. My prediction is that stadium is never going to get built. Ever, ever, ever. It's never going to happen. I'll put a dollar on it right now that they never end up in Vegas. They're going to be playing in that 14,000 seat AAA park. They can stay through 2028 if Vegas isn't ready. So they're going to play there the next 3 years. Again, my just thought is I don't think they're ever going to play there. I bet you, honestly, they end up staying in Sacramento. I bet you Sacramento is going to build a new stadium. They're going to force the taxpayers to do it. Vivek Ranadive, who's ahead of this. I love Vivek Ranadive. Oh, it's against the rules of sport to allow the Kings to leave to Seattle. But hey, don't worry, Oakland, 2 hours south of us. We'll just rip the A's out from you. Sharp guy that Vivek Ranadive is. Real, a lot of loyalty Ranadive has. I bet you that's what happens. Yeah, it's a shame that Rob Manfred has allowed this to happen under his watch. This is just such a joke. This guy, John Fisher, does not deserve to own a baseball team. He does not have the finances to own a team. And it's not just Rob Manfred, but it's all the other owners in baseball. This guy is unfit to be an owner of a professional team. It's embarrassing. It is just absolutely embarrassing. This is one of the most storied franchise in baseball. And I know they've moved around, but for my lifetime, they've always been Oakland. And world championships, Hall of Fame players, and they just crap all over them. And this guy is the number one crapper. He sits up there yesterday. People didn't see the press conference. And it was going on and on about how, oh, this is great for the A's. By the way, they're not going to be, they're just going to be the A's now, apparently. Just the A's and the Athletics. Oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be so much fun to watch all your superstars in an intimate setting. And he goes on, I can't wait. He literally said this. This is the owner of the Athletics. I can't wait to sit there and watch guys like Aaron Judge hit a home run out of this park. That's against your team, you bozo. Why do you want to watch Aaron Judge hit a home run against your team? So let's imagine we're John Fisher, this idiot. And it's the ninth inning and they're playing the Yankees. And, you know, it's 13,000 are Yankee fans. And Aaron Judge hits a three-run home run to win the game. John Fisher going to get off his fat ass and start congratulating and, like, cheering and celebrating and toasting with Vivek Ranadive? Because that's what he wanted to see? The A's fans, if you're watching or listening to this, I feel so bad for you. It just, you deserve so much better. I mean, the Raiders leave, the Warriors leave, now the A's. It's a great area. I love Oakland. I love that, you know, where everything was and they bent over backwards to try and keep him. I mean, the difference between what Oakland offered and what the A's wanted was $35 million. It's a player. So they basically just bailed on a player. They couldn't afford that. He can't afford the team. And these people, these owners that can't afford these teams need to get out of it. Listen, I think it's a similar situation here in Seattle. You know, I don't think that John Stanton and Chris Larson are financially sound enough to own the team. I don't think they're not liquid enough to really do anything. And that's why we see the payroll remain the same. Fact drop. It's why we see them not have to count on the county to help them out with renovations to the park. They are rich, clearly, obviously. I mean, Stanton is right around $1 billion, but it's not owner rich. You got to be a multi-billionaire to really run a professional franchise. So, I feel for Oakland, John Fisher, just the putts of the year. All right, here it is. Oh, I got to make sure you can see it in the camera. Can everybody see that? Can everybody see? Do you know what this is? I'll back it up. Look at that. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Golden Plunger. Look at that. You can get real close. Hold on. Do you see the writing on it? Oh, no. Probably the light's too much. There's writing on it. The Golden Plunger, which says the name Fisher Plumbing. I don't know if the light's probably blocking that out. The Golden Plunger is our version of the Trident. And congratulations to Old Fisher Plumbing. Last night they got their first victory. They celebrated with the Golden Plunger that goes on the kid's head. There's pictures up at Puck 2040 on X. No. The plunger hasn't been, I don't think it, hold on. No, it does smell, it smells like it has not been used. I don't think it's been used. I'm pretty sure it hasn't been used. We got our first win. Now, we were going to hand it out for home runs, but it's Little League. So now we just, not a lot of home runs. So we just hand it out every time we score. And I don't have it. We have a mini one. There's a mini Golden Plunger. Our sponsor, by the way, is Fisher Plumbing. That's why we went the plunger, Golden Plunger. Shout out Fisher Plumbing. Thank you for supporting Ballard Little League. So we hand out a mini one for the MVP. And then the kid gets to keep it until the next game. So real quickly, we'll give you an update. Our mini Golden Plunger MVP was Jake Stockton. How about shout out to Jake Stockton, huh? 3 innings, 1 hit, 8 strikeouts. In 3 innings. Good Lord. Big shout out also to our kid that our closer came in, Aiden Bernarding. Aiden came in, closed it out. 3 innings, 4 strikeouts. The offense led by the attack of Zach Helton, who was dealing with a sunburn on his back because he was at spring break last week. I don't think I can play. Oh, okay. Comes in there, two hits. Jack Haddock, and of course, a little short guy named the Vampire. All had two hits last night in the game. They combined to go 6-for-9. Our guy, Nico Dimitrios. Nico, God, I love Nico. He drove in his first run of the season. Defensive play of the night made by our left fielder, Yuji Watanabe, with a sliding catch in left field. Saved multiple runs. Should have been a top 10 SportsCenter highlight. All right, that's the update for Fisher Plumbing. And here we go, the Golden Plunger debut. New Wazoo Hoops coach will join us later when you are watching this or listening to this at PuckSports.com. Also will be up there a conversation I recorded yesterday with new basketball coach David Riley at Washington State. It's available at PuckSports.com, wherever you find your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Amazon. Also shows up on YouTube. Just search Puck Sports. Please leave comments in the comment section. Also, please rate and review on all of the platforms. I need it desperately. My family needs it, especially my dogs. My dogs need it. They're running out of food. So please rate, like, and subscribe. David Riley, I really like that conversation with him. I think Coug fans, you're going to really enjoy it. Young guy, 35 years old. A lot of history of coaching in his family. His uncle is Mike Riley. His grandfather coached the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He's got a degree in mathematical economics. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds really cool. His dad works at Stanford and is the leader in or technology of some form of anesthesiology. I didn't even pronounce that right. I guarantee it. I guarantee I just butchered that. Anyways, he's smart because he goes to Stanford. David was great guy, fun. The offense is going to be way different. I mean, it's a real move the ball around, matchups, high scoring. Coug fans, we saw kind of Eastern up front and up close and personal and see what they do. Real excited. Hopefully they can retain some players. He answers about Miles Rice and the other guys. He's going to do his best to get them all back. And I would agree. Miles Rice is going to have a lot of opportunities to play elsewhere. But in this offense, he will thrive in this offense. It is meant for a point guard like Miles Rice. So check that out at PuckSports.com, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you find your podcast. New Wazoo Hoops coach David Riley. Quickly, women's Final Four. Tonight should be a good one. NC State, South Carolina. It's weird. South Carolina is undefeated, but they're an afterthought. 4 o'clock on ESPN. UConn in Iowa. That's the headliner. Can't wait to watch the two guards go at it tonight, 6:30 on ESPN. So check that out. Men's Final Four will get underway on Saturday. NC State again, Purdue favored by 9.5, 3 o'clock. These two games have a real chance to kind of be blowouts, but hopefully one of them at least is good. Alabama and UConn at 6 o'clock on TBS, and UConn with all their travel issues favored by 11.5. So huge, huge, huge favorites in the semifinals. And I think we all agree we would like to on Monday see UConn play Purdue. Okay. Just that's the best matchup. The two top teams that have been all season long have been those two teams. So that's what I'd like to see. I think that's what everybody would like to see. Bronny James declares for the NBA draft, maintains his college eligibility. He's not going to get drafted. He'll go back to college. Haley Van Lith in the portal again. Good luck to her, but certainly a hired gun. They do really need to change these transfer portal rules. It's got to stop. I mean, you just can't have people leaving left and right all over the time. Puck the I almost gave away the best thing at the end, because speaking of the Masters, you quickly saw this note. Tiger Woods apparently said in an interview, giving up sex leading up to the Masters. Didn't he go to sex rehab? Wasn't that the deal when he went away? Like, he was addicted to sex. Isn't everybody addicted to sex? That and peanut butter. Tiger Woods giving up sex leading up to the Masters. Brooks Koepka offered this great quote when learning of the news that Tiger is giving up sex. Quote, Tiger giving up sex to help him play better is like Patrick Reed giving up cookies to get in shape. It's not making a difference. Well played. Masters getting underway next week. And that brings us to the end here. It's back. You knew I was bringing Puck the Picker back. You knew it was coming with me, and it is. Puck the Picker Masters Pool will debut next week. In fact, it should go live on Sunday, courtesy of runmypools.com. Big thanks to Bill Sanders for reaching out and providing the idea and then all of the details. Simply click on the link below. I got to do this because I watch these. See that link below? Right? I'll put that in later. See the link below? Oh, and those for those listening, you're going to go to runmypools.com. You're going to hit join the pool. I'll give you more details for the listeners. Just go to runmypools.com. There's going to be, you're just going to search for Puck the Picker Masters Pool, Puck the Picker Masters Pool on runmypool.com. Game is simple. We're going to keep it real simple for this one. You're going to pick five golfers, and we're going to base the results on money earned. It's straightforward. It's simple. It's easy. No money, zero money to sign up. It's free. You can pay like optional to pay a dollar to remove ads. But all you got to do is to go runmypools.com, search for Puck the Picker Masters Pool. The field is going to be finalized on Sunday. If there are any questions, you can email Bill at runmypools.com. Bill at runmypools.com. But again, for those listening, runmypools.com, search Puck the Picker Masters Pool. For those watching, you'll see the link below. I'll tweet it out. I'll put all on social media and constantly for you. Again, completely free to sign up. There's no charge. Now, but there are prizes. There are prizes. First place will get $150. To John Howie Steak. First place prize, $150 to John Howie Steak. Second place, $75 gift card to Georgetown Brewery. And third place, a $50 gift card to Flat Stick Pub. So again, go to runmypools.com. Big thanks to Bill Sanders for coming up with the idea. Search Puck the Picker Masters Pool. Sign up there. The code to enter is NLAT. NLAT. Those of you listening. Runmypools.com, Puck the Picker Masters Pool. NLAT is the code to sign in. And then make all you got to do Sunday night. I'll find out the exact time when the field is set. You'll get an update when it is. Fill it out, five golfers, just keeping it simple based on the results of money earned. So if your player misses the cut, they're obviously going to get none. And then whoever's got the most money wins. Top three, $150 to John Howie Steak. Second place is a $75 gift card to Georgetown Brewery. Third place, a $50 gift card to Flat Stick Pub. Again, runmypools.com. Any questions, you can always text me or don't text me. Email me at puck@pucksports.com or bill@runmypools.com. Coming up later on this pod, as we are wrapping up the daily puck drop, the DPD, remember, Chris Egan, the Chris Egan Show, will be dropping later, all brought to you by Fat Zach's Pizza. What I'm going to try and do is get more consistent on the schedule of these shows. The DBD, the Daily Puck Drop, will always be at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm going to try and get all the other content up there, our regular guests, trying to get them up there at 1 o'clock. So just kind of bear with me. I'm dealing with all the guests. Sometimes we got to record later. But the idea is that 1 o'clock every day on the regular guests, that's when those will be dropped. So 10 a.m. for the Daily Puck Drop, 1 p.m. for the guest. All right, that's going to do it for the Daily Puck Drop today here on Friday, April 5th. Okay, everybody enjoy the weekend. Go to runmypools.com, sign up for the Masters. More information, tweet me, email me, all of it with the links below and make it easy for you to sign up. As always, love that you're listening. Love that you're supporting. We'll talk to you soon. As always, promise to be better.
No shoes, no
dice. Would anybody like to smoke some pot?
Yeah.
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for?
We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese.